The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning, everyone. One more time, 5:59, jumping over to 6 a.m. straight up Thursday morning, 5 days away, October 29th, 2020. Tomorrow's Halloween, Halloween show, Saturday's Halloween. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather on a Thursday. 58 will be the high, 61 tomorrow, 57 for Halloween. Stefan's coming up in the hour. We'll talk about what happened locally. Again, Denver politics. Denver DA Beth McCain and the city attorney's office, district attorney's office, pardon me, will not file charges against Tay Anderson. He assaulted a Denver police officer, obstruction of justice. We knew that was going to happen. Come back full circle. It has been an interesting 6-8 months. It's been longer than that. It's been an interesting 10 or 12 years, the positions we have staked out on the Republican Party of the state of Colorado. I myself want conservative people to win and hold offices. I have no idea what the state of Colorado GOP really is, what it's about, who runs it, and how they come up with the dips that they come up with that run for office. So it got pretty intense the last 10 show days about Cory Gardner, who, by the way, appeared this morning on Fox News. Well, some of the audio of the appearance where he's downplaying the ratings and downplaying what people are talking about and how he's going to win. And it's laughable. And last night I was talking to people. We were going over a bunch of different things. And there's been a lot of anger expressed to management and to other talk show hosts and off-air emailing and things that are said about the radio show. And I'm cool with it. I really am cool with it. It just kind of we fade to heat. As Bobby Heenan said, build the heat, fade to heat. And it dawned on me last night in a conversation with a longtime friend. I said, why are they mad at me? I mean, it's okay. I'm cool with it. You know, as I said, we have been through some things in radio, talking about Bush and Cheney and lying to get into the war in Iraq. And all of those things are provable now. But boy, at the time. Or when we did Players and Sugar, or the Ramsey case, or I can give you a bunch of things, the radio, the Barack Obama's life story. I can give you tons of time. The heat was much greater than this, and it's okay. You know, we survived the heat. And, in fact, enjoyed the heat that people would be so angry. And it's interesting you hear from people now, especially about Bush and Cheney and the war, with apologetic, you know, I'm sorry I said those things to you because you were right. All right, that's okay. I'm cool with it. Certainly when we talked about Barack Obama's life story and got the jacket of being birthers, the birther show. But none of those people would ever come on and talk about the nuts and bolts. The truth, Barack Obama's life story is a lie. The next one, of course, was Players and Sugar. Well, Patsy Ramsey as the murderer of JonBenet. And then, of course, Players and Sugar. Those were really highlights of taking heat. And so I realized, you know, that's what we do. It's what we should be doing is taking the heat. But it dawned on me last night, why are you mad at me about this? About how bad the Colorado Republican Party truly is. I have colleagues and friends who are just over the moon mad at me. And I look at this and I think to myself, be as mad as you want, but you ain't going to win. And I thought a lot about sports talk, and I used to always work with sports talk hosts, and they're still good friends. Dave Logan is one of my closest friends, and I love Rick Lewis. But they don't do sports talk. They do a general interest talk show. But back when Sandy Clough and Woody Page and, my God, the hitman, Joe Williams, and they would take on the Denver Broncos. And you would think, I mean, Bronco fans, especially back then, I don't know if they're any more rabid, but at least in the Bronco fans, when they'd want a new quarterback or they'd want this guy, they'd want you Republicans don't even want a new quarterback. And you can't understand that the Raiders are a better team or whatever the hell it is. But it's amazing. And I'm floored by it, that you can't come to terms with what's happened to your party, the grand old party, the elephant, in the last 15 to 20 years. It's a joke, running joke candidates and getting beat. Here's Chanel number four, do with this as you may. Colorado could see biggest blue wave in 83 years. This election could give Democrats more control in Colorado than they've had in decades. And Cory Gardner appears, and it's Cory Gardner who never even returns phone calls. We just gave up on it. He appears on KOA, appears later, other shows on this station, but doesn't come here. I'm cool with that. And so can we just play the part, Billy, when he's talking about how, and he's overwhelmingly beaten in these polls. A guy that never appears with us appears on Fox.
Let's talk about your race. Former governor of Colorado, Hickenlooper, who wanted to be president, didn't go well, said, I never wanted to be senator, is now running for Senate. And in the morning consult poll, the last one up, hardly the standard, but it's 50-42, you're trailing by 8. Do your internals show that? And if so, how do you plan on closing the gap in these last 5 days?
Well, not only do our internals not show that, but Morning Consult's own polling didn't show that. They suppressed a poll in September that actually had this race tied because it didn't fit the narrative that the national media wants to say about this race. Look, Colorado is a competitive state. It always has been. We know we can win this race by getting people out. Republicans, conservatives, right-leaning independents need to get their votes in, drop it off at a ballot box today, go to CoryGardnerForSenate.com, find out that location. But we've worked hard for the people of Colorado. We don't want somebody in Washington who is the most corrupt governor in Colorado history, and that's who John Hickenlooper is.
All right. Well, of course, the final votes will take place on Tuesday, Wednesday morning. We hope to know what happens with your race. Senator, thank you very much for joining us live.
So he goes to Fox, and that's jive. He's beat, and he knows it. But it's the puppet masters, the Republican bosses. You know, it's funny, Steve House, who had his fair share to do with auguring the Republican Party in. Who do they stick up to run right now when it's time to challenge another seated Democrat? Jason Crow. They put up Steve House. Come on. I just look at this stuff, and I think you want to be mad at somebody. I'm cool with being mad at us here. I mean, I'm all right with that. But for God's sake, look at the truth. And you know, I was thinking last night about ads and ads that don't exist and things that we could have done or not done. Did anyone hear Cory Gardner, who just was recently this morning on Fox News, did you hear him say anything when Tex Keltner got shot and killed, murdered? Did you hear Randy to Stephan, to all you guys? Did Cory offer any assistance to the Keltner family? Did he offer any comments he'd like to make about what happened at the state capitol when Tex Keltner got murdered? Did you hear him talk about anything when the state capitol was being attacked and burned and torn down and windows were kicked in? Did you hear Cory Gardner say anything when the dumpster fires are going and the furniture stores are being attacked and people's windows are being kicked in? Did you guys hear anything? Did you hear him talk about the cops when they're defunding the police? Did you hear when they were pulling down statues of historic men and women? Did you hear Cory Gardner say anything about it? And the answer is, of course not. That was the guy you wanted. The only guy that stepped up and talked about removal of statues, what was happening to the history of our country, was Donald Trump. Donald Trump's my guy. If Donald Trump doesn't pull this out, we got more problems, more troubles than you and I can even begin to imagine. Having said that, the state of Colorado will throw its electoral votes to Joe Biden. And that is also the fault of the GOP in the state of Colorado. They have done nothing. When are you going to get mad? I hate your show, man. You bite. Hey, Don, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
I don't know what is really left of the Republican Party. There's no youth in it. These old people don't like the fact that you've analyzed this and, you know, to use the term butthurt. But the reality of it is you're spot on with what you're saying. that Gardner won't come on. He's not taking any type of challenging questions from anybody. And I don't know what else people can expect out of this party. This party has disintegrated. I walked away from it after that debacle at the national convention in 2016, mm-hmm. thanks to a group of the people that pulled what they did. I said, enough is enough, man. This isn't right. You know, I know their statement, we're nice guys and we don't like how Trump talks. Well, you know what? You're in the match and you got a hell of a fight. You have got to be who you are, and that's who Donald Trump is. Hmm. He won. He's going to win again.
I sure want that to be true. I was reading last night. This is the cool thing about having your day end at 9 o'clock in the morning. And trying to look for ways that Trump gets the Electoral College. And, you know, I've been using this model, not that I came up with it, but I've been reading it about watching Georgia. And I read a piece last night that, tragically, Joe Biden now has a slight lead in Georgia in the polls. Now, you can reject them and you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm reading people that believe that already at this point, if the election were held, that Biden would have 259 Electoral College votes. That's a hell of a lot. Now, I don't want it to be true, but you can't just wish things away. And when Donald Trump, who, like I said, if Donald Trump does not win, the problems that you and I face are going to be unbelievable. But having said that, when Donald Trump loses the Electoral College in Colorado, it is the fault of the GOP. The state of Colorado they ran from Donald Trump. When Donald Trump went to the Air Force Academy, remember that?
They're still running.
They ran away. They ran away. Was there anybody down there having their picture taken standing next to Donald Trump? Because I didn't see it.
Has Trump been back? No.
What does it tell you? What does it tell you?
Yeah. There's nothing left in the GOP. You know, it's scattered. It wasn't all that great 10 years ago. And, you know, it's only continued to get worse. I think, you know, you brought up Dan Mays. That, to me, kind of signaled a lot of problems at that point in time where they were heading for. And the people who were running when McCrae ran, I watched him and Tancredo on a small stage out in Lakewood talking about, you know, what they would bring to the table. And, you know, I asked McCrae once, I said, so, you know, why can't we do something about the Speaker of the House? And he says, well, because if we need money and we need $10 million, he'll get it out here. And it's like, okay, so it's all about the money. And the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. The Democrats just outgamed them. They've got younger votes. They've got more people that have come here from liberal places. Yep. I mean, it's all stacked up, and all you've done is analyze and tell people, you know, your Republican Party is, it's crumbled and you get mad at the wrong people. Go beat your wife or kick your dog.
Yeah, when you say that, it's called your baby's ugly. When you go see him, go to a newborn, you know, come, no, seriously, and never look. And remember that, boy, you never say, God, your baby's ugly. And I guess we did one version of that, and it's been going on the radio show for quite a while. Your baby's ugly. Your baby is ugly, and you're not going to win. You keep running these Cory Gardner, Walker Stapleton, Beaupre characters, Mike Kaufman characters. Each and every time you're going to get clipped again. And that's the point that they, you know, you got some guys out there. You got some hard chargers out there. You got this young guy, Pat Neville. I love Pat Neville. You got some smart kids out there. And they treat them like the redheaded stepchildren that they are. They don't want anything to do with these kids. And because I don't know.
What's Neville do? What's he do now? You know,
I had lunch with him.
Party?
No.
What do you do?
This Republican Party needs to burn to the ground, and like the phoenix bird, emerge from the ashes and have a slim, trim, conservative looking at the true issues of what's going on, not the nonsensical stuff that Cory Gardner says. Not the nonsensical stuff. I mean, look, when Jack Phillips, and I am not a religious man, And Jack Phillips and I opposed. I opposed Jack Phillips on gay marriage. I would oppose Jack Phillips on gay adoption, those kinds of things. But the right that Jack Phillips had was the right that we all must defend. So I became, when I first came to work after I got canned at KHOW, and I came over here and I went to the guys and I said, we got to defend this Baker. And they allowed me to do the first fundraiser, and we've done four. And I think the world of Jack Phillips. We would disagree on a lot of principal issues. We would totally agree on others. But that was John Hickenlooper had this appointed civil rights commission. These were not elected people. And he was given a list, put these people on. They set that man up. They destroyed that man's life. Now, why isn't that an ad for Cory Gardner? Well, we'll think about it.
Well,
why?
Probably because your buddy was standing next to you out there at Jack's place, Walker Stapleton.
I never met Walker Stapleton. Walker Stapleton wouldn't come on this radio show. But that's what I'm saying. I got that call.
I listened to you at that first time you went out there.
Yeah, and here's a guy.
That's when Tony Sanchez emerged.
Yes.
And he's never won anything, including dog catch.
So why?
Wonder why?
Why wouldn't Cory Gardner and these Republicans defend that man? Because they're afraid. They're cowards. They don't know that there's plenty of people out there like me who is not a religious person who stood up for Jack because it was the right thing to do, because Jack was right. Why didn't, like, in the aftermath of Tex Keltner's murder, did Cory Gardner, there's a commercial there. There's an ad, a political ad. Cory Gardner stands up against rioting. Cory Gardner stands up against trashing the state house. Cory Gardner stands up against the murder of Jack Keltner. Get on a list of things. Did you see the ad? Because I didn't see it.
I wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about there.
I'd never see any of that. Yeah.
Who's going to be your leader of the Republican Party? Who is the face right now in this state that can do exactly what you want? Lean it out, get it back righteous, get it more constitutional.
There are these young men and women who are out there. Neville's one of them. George Antsifanopoulos, say it right, Peter. There are some people out there that you could listen to. Mike McAlpin. These are guys I know, guys I've traveled with, guys that I, you know, I just, they're guys that the party needs to, I mean, Randy Corcoran, who I adore, I love Randy. We ride motorcycles together. He came to my birthday lunch. And, you know, Randy's a true believer. I love Randy. But Randy needs to quit believing in these people and start believing in his own self. And the idea is not saying, hey, Peter, that Cory, man. Cory bites. Cory's going to get clipped. You know, remember Joe Pesci? When saying things like this happen, you know somebody's going to get clipped. You know, somebody's going to get whacked. And Cory Gardner's going to get whacked. And he's sitting there with a little smiley face on Fox News this morning. No, you know, our internal polls say we're going to win. Hey, Cory, you want to bet it? You know, you've never come on the radio show. I'll bet you if you get clipped, will you come on the radio show finally and bring Walker with you and bring everybody along? And let's all sit down and talk about why you got beat. But think of the commercials. I mean, last night I was going over, John Hickenlooper knows what happened to Tom Clemons. Why did John Hickenlooper bodyguard up? John Hickenlooper's buddy is the father of the kid that killed Nathan E. Bell, the young pizza guy and killed Tom Clemons. Nathan, I think that kid's name is Jackie Bell's father is the murderer. Or his son is the murderer. Nathan Leone, the pizza kid, killed him. All of a sudden, Hickenlooper and all these guys, why are they trying to get El Turkey out of prison? That was a job that was done by John Hickenlooper. I mean,
who's pulling his chain? Who's pulling the strings? Is that group Hickenlooper was in with the Cherry Cricket?
Don't know.
Hickenlooper isn't doing this himself. I don't think the guy's smart.
No, Hickenlooper's not that smart, Donnie. He's not. He's not that smart. He's a sock puppet. After the trip to Turin, when he comes back and he goes off like they all went off, like Bill Clinton went off, like you give you a list of these people. Jimmy Carter, Brzezinski takes him. This young kid out of Michigan, out of Illinois goes. Barack Obama, both of the Clintons go. When they come back, they make decisions to run for president. That's what this idiot did. And you know, and I was told directly, well, that's probably you have to be really smart to follow that. No, you don't. What, do you think these people are stupid? You think people are stupid? They couldn't figure out what the Bilderberg was and what this little stooge goes off. And, you know, you can hint at it with washing off the bumper of the Maserati. What the hell was that? That's a nothing burger.
Yeah, and, you think Larry Mizell's been in the Bilderberg?
That's a great question.
Did Hickenlooper have some association?
Oh, sure, they run the jets.
Mizell
together.
And his airplane.
Yeah, no.
You know?
No, I think with what they said in The Godfather, he's small potatoes. I think with respect, I mean, I'd love to have Larry's money, Larry the lawyer, but he's small potatoes for those guys. These are the movers. These are the shakers. These are the candlestick makers. What I know about the Bilderberg.
Who's the top mover here in Denver, in your opinion? Who is number one, or can you even speculate on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Phil Anschutz is Mr. Republican. He's the funder. Other guys are underneath him, but he's the principal funder.
For the Republicans. And the Democrats.
Yeah, no, the Democrats have those other guys. The people that turned to Pat Stryker and those people, they're the other side of it. But it doesn't matter because you got to win, as they once said, the hearts and minds. You got to have somebody out there that people look at and say, you know, after Tex Keltner got murdered, Cory Gardner said this. After the city got burned, Cory Gardner said this. After that, Cory Gardner said this. He didn't say anything. I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen his picture pop up anywhere saying one word about any of this stuff.
None of it.
This has
None
gone on and on.
None of it.
I remember seeing him up on stage at one of the get-togethers when he was running for Senate, and he popped in for about 5 minutes. I'm Cory Gardner. I stand for this. Yeah. I stand to that. I don't spank baby. Well, and he's gone. And it's like, Jesus.
You had the moment with Channel 9. You really could have made some points. You could have said, I am not going in there because of 9 and what the kinds of text messaging that Kyle Clark did and the role they played in this murder. I am not going to go there. We can have this debate. We can take it to KOA and let Mike Rosen be the moderator. We can take it to Channel 12, give it to Dominic. We can do whatever we want to do. But I'm not going to be – and he would have made that the national story. And – they took the vote. I mean, I was told in a big room or a room full of Republicans that two people, to his credit, Randy Corcoran and Chuck Bonnewell, said you should boycott that debate. And all the other Republicans, oh, no, Cory, go. And he went. And in the end of it, Hickenlooper made a clown out of him. You got beat
What's
by John
Bonnewell's
Hickenlooper, man.
Position?
Huh? Pardon me?
What's Bonnewell's position in that group? I know what Corcoran's
is. No, he's Chuck's. Chuck's like me. The Republican Party's a joke.
But you said they were in this group. How do they get into that group?
I'll tell you what, I could, because I was given some info that I got to tell you something. They were in this get together, and I'm told the story by two different sources. The story's true. That they urged Cory to go and let Kyle Clark run the debate. Have a good morning. All right, and we got Stephen coming up. You got a vehicle you're not using. Joe Williams did this. He had the old Joe, the hitman car. Before you trade or get rid of a car, truck, a motorcycle, an RV, an SUV, take it to Step Denver and get the tax deduction that's at a much higher level. Call Vincent at 303-296-9020. 303-296-9020. Visit stepdenver.org. Contact Step Denver today. And, you know, I take pride in this. I met Cote, I don't know. I think about this, 84 maybe. It was 83 when Bobby launches Step 13. Now it's become Step Denver, and Paul and the guys have it. But you donate cars, trucks, SUVs, motorcycles, boats. And if you can't get it to them, they'll come and get it. They'll tow it in. And then the guys who are in sobriety, they're working in accountability their lives. And they clean them up, paint them up, fix them up, tune them up. And they put them out in the private sector, and they sell them. That's the tax deduction you get. If the thing's worth $1,000 and they can fix it up and it's worth $3,000, you get $3,000. Last year, people that listened to radio show, 154 different kinds of vehicles, $2.2 million, 32 guys came through. You know, here it is, the Hickenlooper. First, let's come here, win homelessness. I didn't see that ad. Sorry, I didn't see that ad. But this is the answer. Sobriety. 303-296-9020. StepDenver.org.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. It is 6:30. Tomorrow we'll do a Halloween show. We're doing a Halloween show today, Billy said. Thursday morning, October 29, 2020. 5 days to go. Pretty nice day. 58 to high. 61 tomorrow. The star of the afternoon show. Your friend, mine and his. Ladies, and by the way, Stephen Tubbs, who is maddest at you right now? Can you pick, I mean, other than the city of Denver, who is maddest, you think, at Stephen Tubbs as we speak?
Oh, man, there's a long list.
That's right.
I would say if she were listening, which she doesn't because she lives in her own little glass tower, it should be the district attorney of Denver.
No, she'll hear.
Because I've called her out on her crap for, you know, 3 or 4 months.
They know. They know you are. I mean, of course they do. It's like
Michael Hancock. He's certainly no fan.
No.
Hickenlooper, I don't know if he even, I mean, he's cruising to a victory, so I don't know if he even cares. Probably a few people over at Devil Radio, both my ex-wives. I mean, do you want me to go on?
Do you hear that line? You know why middle-aged women hate Donald Trump? Have you heard this? You heard this throwaway? Because they remind them of he reminds them of their ex-husband.
All I know, brother, is we're doing good work. We're kind of both on the same page, and you know, it's not like we planned this or talked about it. But I just after the new move that went into effect yesterday at 5 o'clock in the evening about this stage 3 with the shutdown and these restaurants and retail are down to 25% capacity. The night before, you know, so I guess it was Tuesday. That announcement comes from the mayor, and I was screaming that night. You know, how come there are no Republicans issuing a press release? Colorado GOP, where's your press release going? We're going to stick up for these small business owners. We're going to try to do whatever we can, even if it's smoke and mirrors, Pete. And nothing, absolutely nothing.
The star of the bar every afternoon, 3 o'clock, Stephen Tubbs, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. I asked the same thing about Cory Gardner, who made an appearance on Fox News this morning. In the aftermath of everything that happened in downtown all summer, the burnings of the State House, the attacks on people's livelihoods, everything that happened, and, of course, now the murder of Tex Keltner. Have you heard Cory Gardner say anything?
You know, I heard you talking about that. I mean, obviously, I listen every day. So I know the last couple of days you had mentioned that Corey didn't say anything. You know, and technically, you're right. He did at that debate when up at CSU. He did acknowledge it for
sympathy.
A brief passing
it,
second.
There was sympathy. It was sympathy. It was good. But why wasn't there a commercial?
But other than that, no, you're spot on.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing.
You know, I was doing a jerk-around ad for myself, so we'll play this. I'll ask the question, and then you answer. Okay? You ready?
Who am I supposed to be?
I'll go, and then you. So, Stephen for 5 points. All right, ready? Who invented Denver's road home to begin the avalanche of homelessness in the state of Colorado?
John Hickenlooper.
And 5 points for Stephen. Who went to Turin to meet with the Bilderberg and came back, decided to run for president without telling anybody about anything?
Peter, I'm going to go out on a limb and say John Hickenlooper.
And Stephen for 5 points. who do you think, why, here, better question, who doubled down on his bodyguards after the director of corrections, Tom Clements, was murdered? Who doubled down on their bodyguards in the aftermath of that? And whose best pal was the murderer?
That would be Peter John Hickenlooper.
And who do you think was responsible when it came down to owning a hamburger joint that hired an illegal alien that murdered a Denver police officer by the name of Donnie Young?
Peter, that would be John Hickenlooper.
And points for Stephen. And who do you think did nothing while Colorado's population overran with the illegals and made it a sanctuary state and gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
That would be John Hickenlooper.
And 10 more points. Stefan, who did nothing about the roads and the highways as people attempt to go to the mountains on the weekends and get into traffic jams that last 4 to 5 hours to go 20 miles? Stefan.
You're not going to like this one. I'm going to say from backwards, Jared Polis, John Hickenlooper, Bill Ritter.
And Stefan.
Bill Owens.
and Stefan. Where were those at?
Did you mention Denver's Road Home? I can't remember if that was part of our question.
Let me read.
I certainly know about that.
One who said, hey, come to Colorado and I'll give you a place to stay and I'll feed you. The clarion call, as late Bob Cote said, that began overwhelming Denver with homelessness. Who would that have been?
That would definitely be John Hickenlooper, who can be seen in a pretty good documentary film called Denver in Decay.
Who made that film?
Stephen Tubbs, Afternoons on KNUS.
Why do you think these people? I think it's interesting. I spoke with someone you and I both know last night. We had a long phone conversation. I said, you know, there are people really mad at the morning show, which I'm perfectly okay with. I've been through it many, many times. But what I think is interesting, why aren't they mad at the Republican Party?
No, I know. That's a great question. I think you have some people that are the leaders and the movers and the shakers that, you know, I don't know, maybe they just feel like this is the right way to do it. This is the right tactic to use. And I don't know. I questioned a couple of nights ago on the show, Pete, where are the Republicans that are screaming from the mountaintops, so to speak? I mean, I use that analogy a lot, but, you know, it's like, where are you? How come there wasn't Lamborn or Tipton or Buck or, you know, Corey, I know, was in the fight for his life for the Senate, but, you know, nobody really said anything. And I know that in under the Golden Dome downtown, there's been three people, and you've talked, I know, definitely with one of them, but there's Minority Leader in the Senate, Chris Hulbert, there's Jerry Sonnenberg out on the Eastern Plains. And there's our friend Pat Neville, who is so pissed off and so fed up.
He stepped
down.
He's
not even running for leadership anymore.
He stepped down. We had some lunch together. I love that kid. All right.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, he stepped down. So here's one. Who was given a list to put together a civil rights commission to destroy this? That made a decision to destroy a really decent baker who had a place called Masterpiece Bakery? Who would that governor have been?
Yeah. I think I'm going to get 100 on this quiz. It's John Hickenlooper.
Ding, 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 ding. You got all the lights lit. Now, did you see that ad? Did you see Cory Gardner talking about, did you see Cory Gardner show up and try and help Jack?
Nope.
See, and
you know, one of the things, you know, Pete, when I was listening to you earlier this morning, I definitely, before we run out of time, I want to get to this Tay Anderson breaking news that we broke yesterday. But I will say that, listening to you the last couple of days, all of the things you just listed, and I think it's, you know, we're kind of goofing off around it, but you're bringing up a point that I think needs to be identified. Cory Gardner, who, again, I full disclosure, I am friends with him. I know his family, all of that. With that said, I think what you've outlined the last couple of days is really hitting on how a lot of elected officials to Washington, to constituents, they become out of touch. And here's what I mean by that. I can give you solid examples. Everything that you just listed, my man, those are local issues. Those are state issues. Cory Gardner has been very big on, and kudos to him for being behind the 988 suicide hotline. That's huge. What he did with conservation and all that, that's big. But he focuses a lot on China and North Korea and security. Not to say those issues aren't important, but everything that you just listed, all of those things, look, I mean, I'm saying what you're saying. Those local issues would get him perhaps reelected on the local issues. And there's that out of touch. And I think that's really important. It should be a lesson for a lot of people.
Stephen Tubbs, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS, Stephen, every afternoon to 3. No. I mean, this is who these people are. These are Bushes. These are Bush Republicans. And they hate Donald Trump. And here's a better question. When Donald Trump made two appearances in Colorado, including the Air Force Academy graduation, not one of these people went down. You know where I'm going with that. If you were...
No, you're right. Absolutely right. And now when convenient, then February 20th, 2020, Cory Gardner, I have never seen a Trump rally where, at least to that point, to that point pre-COVID, where there was a Trump rally, and he's on a roll, he's off script, he's off prompter, and he brings up Cory Gardner in the middle of his remarks. I hadn't seen anything like it to that point. He's doing it more now. But now you're going to be with Trump.
Yeah,
where were you? I mean, and of course, he says he was out of the country.
Well, yeah, me too. Yeah. I think one of the my favorite moments was Mike Kaufman running for re-election, running a commercial as a Republican. He was going to stand up to Donald Trump. That was in his ad. He's a Republican congressperson. I'm thinking. And
what happened to him, Pete?
He got clipped. Look, what they don't understand, and, you know, the mythology of the phoenix, that the bird burns and out of the ashes comes a better bird, a more beautiful bird. This party, and, you know, who am I? But this party needs to burn to the ground, all of them. And out of that comes something new, a conservative movement. There are people that are out there, people you mentioned. There are some of the old-timers are still in the wings. And go and get them. But as long as you're running a campaign that this guy ran, and we're writing commercials for the guy. I'm saying, man, dude.
I know. But look, here's the only thing to kind of bring you back to reality. I think you're right that there needs to be change. But, Peter, we talked about this 2 years ago. We said the exact same things in 2018. The exact same things. I know you're coming up for a break, and I'm going to get to the point of why your producer, Billy,
woke you up.
Me. So
yes.
Here's the deal, right. and this shouldn't surprise you. So sources are telling me since July that Tay Anderson is suspect number one in a case that was given to the district attorney, and the charges, the allegations against Tay Anderson, the school board member, are assaulting a Denver police officer and obstruction. There were others that were tossed around, maybe inciting a riot, all of that. They dropped those or they didn't do anything.
Sure.
So yesterday, after 3 months of having the suspect number one, who would be identified as Tay Anderson, the district attorney, Beth McCann, decided, no, we're not going to file charges against Tay Anderson. And one of my sources absolutely believe and trust says that the chief deputy district attorney, the person underneath Beth McCann, said, wait a minute, I could get a conviction on obstruction charges. And Beth McCann said, we're not going to pursue this case.
We knew that going in. We did. You and I talked about that going in.
But it's official as of yesterday.
Sure,
they made the decision. It's going away.
It's
so now a Denver police officer I have on high authority will, in fact, be pursuing a civil case against Tay Anderson. But it's funny. I wonder how many people in local media had that, or they're on a national level following that Bobulinski interview.
No.
It's like, again, every day that goes by, you just see how our local media works and how the national friends have worked for
what Beth is saying is you can assault a cop. That's what she says. You can, and Beth's Denver, go to a protest, you can assault a cop, and you're okay. I mean,
and
look,
if you maybe I'll add this too, Pete, though. Maybe if you check a certain couple of boxes, I'll leave it at that.
Well, but again, that's Denver, and it's been a rat hole, and it's been run by Democrats, as the state has been run by Democrats. But why can't Republicans start to at least point some of this stuff out in universality and saying, look, this is what's happening?
Agree more.
Well, you know what we do? This guy said to me last night, and if it's just you and I would tell you, Peter, you're doing the job that they should be doing, and everybody hates you because you're doing it. You're doing the job the Republican Party should be doing in Colorado, and the Republican Party. Look, go back to this one. Steve House, who was driving the car when it went off the cliff, now he's running against Jason Crow. That's the Republican Party. Steve House.
Steve House has ran to me an invisible campaign.
Well, and the point of it is, but this
I see a couple of the TV commercials, but what?
But they were part of the butchering of the Republican Party early on. So what's he doing now? He's running against Steve House. I was running against Jason Crow. That's a joke.
All right, are you ready? Are you going to be my chief of staff? You might be a little old, but
run.
You know, I'll run Stephan. In 2022.
Run and Stephan. And you. Run, Stephan, run. I love you, my boy. Go get him. 3 o'clock. Thank you, everyone. Stephan, this afternoon. Cowboy Moving and Storage, the recommended mover. Owners and operators are Michael and Sherry Gale Folsom. If you are, again, this is something that's happening, people doing remodels, and they end up with all this stacked up furniture, let them come and take it and store it for you and bring it back when the job's done. You're moving your office or moving back to the office or moving home, moving grandma, moving to another house, moving your business. They do residential, they do commercial moves, they do it all. All I ask you to do is let them give you an estimate. You call them 303-789-2200. They answer the phone, you give them the address, tell them what the job is, what you want done, and they'll come and they'll give you an estimate. It's the guys who work there. We did a move on it about 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. It was great. That's when I met them. And sing their praises. Moves to holds to loads to storage. Cowboy has been Colorado's recommended mover since 1968. They donate a portion of every move to Freedom Service Dogs, but they are really, really good. Let them give you an estimate. It'll, you know, you save your back, save your brother-in-law. 303-789-2200 today.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
Anybody really know, right? Thursday morning, the 29th of October. Is there anybody in the listening audience that believes that Colorado is a battleground state? Do you believe that this state is a battleground state? And the answer is, of course not. Then ask yourself, who allowed that to happen? And it goes back to the GOP. This weenie whimpering, well, we couldn't have. Yes, you could have. Donald Trump needs your Electoral College votes. Donald Trump will not get your Electoral College votes. And what are you going to do? Blame somebody else for that? 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station, 58 to high, 61 tomorrow. We go to, I think, is it Missy on line one? Missy, you're on the show. Good morning.
It is. Good morning, Pete. Great show. I was listening to you this morning, and I agree with you completely. The Republican Party in Colorado is absent. I mean, where would Cory be if he had just done your radio show twice a month, taken the hard questions? He could have even done it in his kitchen in Washington, D.C., and had, you know, three or four people across the table, like, holding up signs, helping him answer the questions. I mean, it's not even creative.
No.
But... I mean, seriously. I mean, it's not even hard. And I don't know anything about Cory Gardner. He's never around. You never hear anything about him. He doesn't have a presence in this state.
Here... we're down to it. And I mean, this morning, Billy and I are show prepping, and he appears on Fox News. And the thinking of the Republican Party is an appearance on Fox must be worth something. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. I mean, it's a nice thing, but go on the radio, take some hard calls. I mean, I've really considered, I got a text message. From somebody, if I said the name, everybody would know the name, and it's no big deal, but it's laughable. And the message says this. It said, Peter, you, meaning me, here, let me read it to you. You might as well run to be the Republican Party chairman. At least you'd get paid for the work you're already doing. I've got told last night, Peter, you know, you are doing the job for the Republican Party. You're doing the job they won't do, and that's to be self-critical. And they're not. They absolutely believe, they truly believe that Cory Gardner is going to win, or at least Cory Gardner said he's going to win.
Oh, I don't know if they believe that. Oh. But I wanted to ask you, if he did come on your show, even once or twice a month, what kind of advertising money is that? Like, what is that worth? It's free for him.
Well, it'd be cool. I mean, listen, we started years ago asking Cory Gardner to come on the show. I gave you a list of people that don't come on the show, but... And as Nietzsche said, don't tell me who likes you, tell me who doesn't like you, and that way I will know who you are. And that's really true. You know, when I can give you the list from the mayor to the governor, straight down the line, both senators, the doo-dah. But the guys that come on the show, and then you kind of get an idea who the guy is if they come on and do your show.
And they should do your show.
Of course they
should.
Their
arguments should be bulletproof, and they should do your show. If you don't know your arguments, why are you running?
Well, but that's the point of it. And the question I wrote down last night on the ever-popular worksheet is, why are you mad at me? I mean, I'm okay with it. You know, we can fade to heat, but you should be mad. Why aren't you mad at the state of Colorado Republican Party instead of being
the
mad
messaging
at me?
It's so bad. Remember when Walker Stapleton was caught in the, why was your grandfather in the KKK?
Yes, I do.
And he was like a deer in headlights. Ben Stapleton was a Democrat. Ben Stapleton was a Democrat. Sure. Why wasn't he ready to answer the question?
Because he's a country club Bush. And
those, it was ridiculous.
Well, of course it's ridiculous. Those are the unpopular things that we don't remember, that great line they would do in society, and we never spoke about that again. And you know, you got a drunk uncle, dude. I mean, you know.
I mean, I
don't know.
They would have never played that tape on the local news stations had he said, my grandfather was a Democrat. Next question. It would have never made the news.
No,
are you kidding?
But they're, like I said, we ran down a list of things that could have been said, should have been said, weren't said. And I watched the guy this morning. Missy, I got to pull the.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Eric Rush coming up. Greg Moore's coming up. Joy Overbeck comes back. It is a Thursday. Does anybody actually think this is a battleground state? What the hell's wrong with you? It's Thursday. Hang on, everyone. 710 KNUS.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.